Most countries have to deal with non-native species. Here we have kudzu, zebra mussels, Asian tiger mosquitoes. Well, in Australia, they have some guests that demand a little more attention than that. Wild camels roam the country, as independent producer Larry Massett discovered.
Some people don't like camels. They bite, they kick, they stink. They talk dirty. And above all, there are too many of them. In Australia, anyway, there are hordes of feral camels roaming the outback. 700,000, doubling every decade. Shiftless descendants of the hard-working dromedaries brought over in the 19th century before the roads and rails came in. When their services were no longer required, they were let go. Turns out, who knew? Camels thrive in the desert. While not as aggravating as the feral rabbits or cane toads or other run-amok imported species, still, what to do with them? Race them, of course. Race them. Why not? This is the annual Camel Cup race in Alice Springs in the Northern Territory. A dozen camels are galumphing around the track as the crowd eggs them on. It's not dead serious. Most of these animals are just the local tourism camels. They know how to walk gentle and not bite children or kick retired schoolteachers. Getting them to line up for the start of a race is another matter. They don't like it one bit. And then, when they do take off, some go straight, some go sideways, some go backwards. Riders fall off and what the heck. This is good family fun. Good with beer, too.
This one's Baby. Hello. He was found in the streets of Sydney, upside down at sunrise in the gutter. So he had to be rescued.
The trouble with using camels for fun is you don't use very many. A trained, tourist-friendly camel will be kept for many years. Very little turnover here. You're going to want something more drastic, more camel-consuming. Maybe you could eat them. At the slaughterhouse he runs a little north of Alice Springs, Gary Dan is watching camels come down the disassembly line. First they're stunned, then beheaded, bled, skin eviscerated, and thoroughly taken apart, even the hump, which is not as often imagined, full of water.
It's beautiful white soft fat on the camel. Yeah, you can see it's lovely white fat, and it'd be for cooking their rice and be for the moisture. At the moment, we just throw it out.
This is grisly work, but you can get used to it. When it's time for lunch, Gary grabs a couple very, very fresh steaks and strolls out to the grill.
So we'll just put a little bit of salt on that one, just a little bit of pepper. We'll whack him on the barbecue.
Tastes just like beef, he says. Low fat, low cholesterol. Excellent. Gary likes camel a lot. But he can sell only about 20 a week. Most Australians won't touch the stuff. Folks in the Middle East or Southeast Asia who might eat them just don't know they're here. So, anybody else got an idea?
My name is Sam Watkins. We're at Tijikala, which is 120 approximately kilometres south of Alice Springs. I've got six camels here.
Sam loves camels.
Their ability to reconcile what has happened to them in this period of captivity is incredible. If I had been captured, castrated, and was now held in a pen, I'd be sitting in the corner rocking, or I'd be gnashing my teeth. I don't think I would be taking food relatively contentedly from my captors. I really strongly believe that there's a lot to be understood in these animals about how to think and how to live.
Sam wants to use these wise camels to start a trekking business where you walk around in the desert for weeks on end. It might conceivably make money, maybe.
It's a very obscure, marginal activity, but it's very good fun. That's the other side of it. Walking with camels in the desert is just fun, 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 fun.
For NPR News, I'm Larry Massett.
And you can see photos from the annual Camel Cup race and other camels in the outback at npr.org.